Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. I'm Greg Benson.
Lettuce. I'm Craig Benzine, and I am immensely happy to be here on this very special episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce.
It's a beautiful morning. We just woke up after a great night's sleep. And
yeah, we slept together in a bed.
We cuddled. I was the back of the spoon. Craig was the front. And but then we did a fork.
Thank you for saying big, not saying big spoon, because that's an argument I get in with my wife. My wife.
Yeah. Applesauce is amazing these days.
It's so true. Applesauce really is amazing these days.
Yeah. It is just back spoon and front spoon, because when you don't stack different size spoons together.
Well,
right?
I mean, unless when you go to restaurants, which I don't know if you've ever been to a restaurant. They have their own silverware.
Almost everyone's been to a restaurant.
When you leave the restaurant, they don't notice if
you've
taken
I'm sorry to tell you this, but you have dick cancer.
Oh, no, I have dick cancer.
I'm sorry, sir.
Okay.
Shit.
What's
You're
happening?
Going to die
what,
of dick cancer.
What's happening here?
No, sometimes things play, and that's just the way. Listen, after we've spent the night together spooning and forking, because we also forked, and I was the big fork, and you were the bigger fork.
I don't know what this means, and I don't want.
And then we knifed a little bit.
Okay, I kind of know what that means. I think I know what that means.
It means we just stabbed each other.
I said was that I have certain needs, and I'm attracted to you. And when you don't put out, you know,
I mean, really. So here's the deal. This is not morning. This is nighttime. We have just finished a Bad Movies live stream in which we watched a movie called Snake in the Eagle's Shadow, which was surprisingly great. With Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
And Craig said he did not have energy. He needed to go to sleep. He's exhausted. Did not have the energy to record an episode. And so I started recording an episode.
Yeah,
you forced me into it. Yes, but I did promise him that it will be a short episode just so we could have something to upload this week. Today is Friday the 26th of January, which I'm sure you all
like
know
is... Excuse me. You would like my penis?
Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? But I'm sure you all know.
I don't know who that is. I can't say.
It was actually Tommy Smothers and another actor. Tommy Smothers was the guy who said, "Excuse me." And then the guy sitting next to him is the one who said,
"I don't know
you
who Tommy Smothers is."
Of the Smothers brothers. He just died recently.
Oh.
Wow. And you're sitting here insulting him? No, I'm sorry you died, but I don't know who you are.
It's not an insult.
It was a horrible insult. Horrible insult.
All right. And there are a lot of people I don't know. And most people in the world I don't know.
Did I just insult? Did you kill that motherfucker?
you guys, that's called a blurbception. What's happening is that people like Novan Ryder...
How did this happen?
Bernsey and Novan Ryder and Eldergrown, all these guys, they're calling each other going, are you ready to play your blurb? Okay, I'm going to play my blurb. They get on the phone. They play them at exactly the same time. It takes a lot of pre-planning.
By the way, a blurb is what you're hearing. It's the sound bites that you're
hearing. That's what you're hearing. We just finished a stream at Mediocre Films on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
Okay,
a show called Bad Movies Live.
All right. And you say it all the time. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned it before, and I just want to let people know where they can find it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. What was I just talking about? I was talking about something vitally important.
I thought you were going to say I was talking about something horrible. Horrible and violent.
No.
Yeah?
It was vitally important.
Okay.
Someone remind me. Someone in the stream chat, because there's a stream chat now. People are actually listening live and doing
about
these things.
We were talking about the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
I'm too tired, Greg. Far too tired.
I know you're tired, but you can't go around insulting Tommy Smothers. He just died. Tommy Smothers died for your sons.
My name is Hercules.
Oh, I know. I know everything.
Why did you ask then?
These are clips from movies we have watched on Bad Movies Live, which, by the way, is at twitch.tv/mediocrefilms. Every Friday and Sunday.
Wait, no, you're saying, what is it, Tommy Smothers?
Tommy Smothers. Tommy
you're
Smothers.
He died for my sins?
Tommy Smothers died for your sins. That's what
mine specifically?
Yeah,
or
he did.
Everyone's.
Yeah, just yours. Just yours.
I've never sinned, so it couldn't have been me.
Oh, I don't believe that. Everybody's sinned. Everybody's sinned.
Like if we were, like, you know, the saying, the if something about if you haven't sinned, you can throw the first stone.
Yeah.
I threw the first stone.
Yeah. You know what? Throwing a stone is a sin. So guess what?
That was a trick. I couldn't throw the first stone anymore.
Oh, my God. Copyrighted music on our podcast. Copyrighted music. Here's the deal, guys. This is a short episode. For one thing, Craig wanted to have this chance to apologize to all of you podcast listeners for not doing an episode last week. So go ahead and do that apology, and it better be heartfelt because they can tell if you're telling the truth or if you're just bullshitting.
Listen, I don't bullshit, Greg.
I think you're bullshitting
now. I really do feel, I do want to apologize that we didn't put out an episode because we were both busy and we both had other things we had to do.
I wasn't busy. I was ready to record an episode with you. I was like, let's do it.
We both have stuff going on.
I was like, let's do it. And you're like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. Well, then I said to Craig, hey, you know, why don't you do an episode with somebody else? Why don't you get Joyce DeWitt? And he's like, okay. Yeah. And then he didn't.
No, because I was working on a video. I have a YouTube channel called Wheezy Waiter, youtube.com/wheezywaiter.
You say that every time.
Which you can support on patreon.com/wheezywaiter.
Oh, my God.
And
I do support you. I do support your Patreon.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you support the Mediocre Films Patreon?
I did for a little while.
But you're not now, though.
I don't think I am. No.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. While we're on right now, you have your computer right in front of you. Log on to patreon.com/mediocrefilms and go ahead and support me.
Okay. Here I go. Type, 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 typeity, type. Click support. Okay. There. I did it.
Hang on, everybody. I just have to unfollow Craig's Patreon. I just have to leave the Wheezy Waiter Patreon. Give me just a second here. Where's settings? How do you do this?
Don't do it, Greg. Don't leave.
No,
Greg,
I have to.
I love seeing your comments there. I love seeing your comments.
No, I would, but like, listen, it's only fair. Hang on. Wheezy Waiter. Hang on a second.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do it. Thank you, everybody. This has been another episode.
If you end the episode, I'm definitely doing it. I haven't even watched your latest. Oh, look, I could say block this creator.
Oh, wow. You're going to block?
I can also say report this creator. I'm going to report you. I'm going to report you for impersonating the CEO of Patreon.
Yes, because I did actually do that.
Membership tab.
The same.
Here's the membership tab. All right. You know what, Craig? You know what?
Yeah.
I tell you what. I'm going to be the better man, and I am not going to unfollow your Patreon.
Well, I'm not unfollowing anything either.
I'm going to keep supporting you.
Okay.
Wait,
what do you want me to support?
Even though you stopped supporting me, I'm going to keep supporting you.
What? Well,
I'm going to keep supporting you. Cause it's another copyrighted song. I ain't gonna leave. I'm just gonna keep supporting you.
Sure. Wait, did you ask if I was supporting Mediocre Films or if I was supporting
Mediocre Films?
Who guys talking about lettuce? Oh, okay. I've probably never supported Mediocre Films.
No, you never did. Which is too bad because you're on it. You're all over it.
I know.
You can see your own...
Is that why you've asked me on so many times? Because you want me to support the Patreon? Is that why?
That's what I've been hoping for, yeah.
I mean, I've done really more for Mediocre Films than anyone supporting you on Patreon.
Really? Have you?
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you bought me tacos that one time. I do remember that. Yeah. You bought some tacos. Yeah. They were good tacos, too.
Yeah. This is getting ugly. This is really getting ugly.
No, you know what? This is getting ugly.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
That's getting ugly. And for those of you who are just listening to this, you didn't see the ugly part.
No.
The ugly part, I would say, was mostly visual. It's like, I'd say it's like 90% visual.
Yeah, yeah. But beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Greg.
Novan Ryder says, have you ever given Greg $15,000? Just asking. Oh, Novan Ryder. Novan Ryder just recently hit a 15 million bits badge.
Oh, my God.
Which is $15,000.
Oh, my God.
I know. Oh I God. Know. I know. I know.
Okay.
I know.
So you want me to...
I want you to give me $15,000.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll
I
see.
Mean, Craig, you might get back 30. That's the thing. That's the thing. You never know. When you give someone $15,000, you might get back 30. It might be doubled. You never know. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
You never know.
I think I know. I think I do.
You don't.
Okay. All right. All right. Oh, Greg, this is not a good episode of two guys talking about lettuce.
Well, whose fault is that? I mean, who told you to get all sleepy?
Who told you to make an episode?
I think it's a great episode. I want to ask our stream chat, how does this episode rank? Is it like in the top third, or is it the top quarter, or is it like in the top eighth? Or like in the top 10th?
Maybe we don't do fractions. We don't have to do fractions.
Is in the top 0.33 or the top 0.25?
Or is the top? We don't have to do decimals either.
The top 0.2. Wait, you don't want to do fractions. You don't want to do decimals.
How about just integers? How about just integers?
I don't even know what an integer is. I didn't go to college.
You did.
I went to college. Yeah, don't tell Craig. I went to college. That's me. Our secret.
Yeah. Who's
I
secret?
Did good. Shh. I'm not.
Who are you telling the secret to?
Talking to all the people listening. This is a secret, and I don't want for Craig to hear it. But I went to college.
I'm here.
Listen. I know this is a short episode, but we have to do this. Now it's time for the Patreon only bonus section.
Oh my god!
Starting now. This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast. And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope you enjoyed
it. That might have been a little too short.
Actually, now it's time for another Patreon-only bonus section, starting now. This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast. And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section, part two. Patreon-only bonus sections
This is
going to
be
great.
Intense editing for this episode, Why are you doing this to yourself?
Listen, you did it. I didn't do it.
Okay.
You said the first one was too short, so I did another one. And the other one was really long. All right, you're in the middle of telling a story. Now you guys get to hear the second half of the story. All right, go ahead.
So then we're playing on this bridge.
The bridge.
And the bridge goes over. So there's this like little part on the side of the bridge that went down from the road.
Down from the road.
So like... You could kind of see up on top of the bridge.
See on top of the bridge.
By, okay, you don't need to say anything. The car is going by. They couldn't see us, and my friends were like, "We're gonna pee off of this part of the bridge."
Fuck you in your ass. Fuck your stupid asshole.
Okay, I didn't say that live. That was a blurb, you guys. I did not say that.
Did say that before.
I did say that before, but I didn't say it right now.
Yeah.
All right. Was that the end of the story? It was not a very good story if that's the end.
That was the end.
All right, so your friend wanted to pee off the bridge, and you're like, let me just finish the story for Craig.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his friend wanted to pee off, and Craig is like, I don't think you should pee here because there's a bunch of Cub Scouts below us to have, and they're starting a campfire, and also there's a lady, and she's very ill, and she's trying to take a nap. She hasn't been able to sleep.
Why is she napping under the bridge?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. It's your story. I didn't make it up.
By the way, below us was a river, so like there. I don't think any Cub Scouts would be down there.
The Cub Scouts were in the river.
Okay, camping in the river.
They're camping in the river.
They set up
they're floating on the sleeping sick lady.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Dang it! This episode is getting good now. Now we have to put this up. Okay. All right. So then, I didn't want to pee because I was worried the cars could see us. And like, no, they can't see us. No one's gonna see us. So then, I went for it.
Yeah.
And I started peeing.
And wait, let me ask you before you started peeing, just to clarify, did you pull your penis out of your pants?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Which one?
I only wore one pants. Okay, so I was peeing off the bridge
with your penis.
Just
to clarify,
penis. Yeah. And then I grew up in a small town, 2,000 people.
Yeah.
The town librarian walked past on the sidewalk and looked down at me and then walked away. I didn't go to the library for 4 years after that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the story.
All right, go on.
What?
Go on. What's the next part?
Then I went home.
Oh, man.
I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I was the librarian, female librarian, by the way. I don't know if that matters.
What was her name? What was her name? Dolores? Selma? Blanche?
Probably something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just too embarrassed. I couldn't go back to the library. That's why I'm not a good reader.
Listen, Novan Ryder is leaving a comment, says, that's your story, that's it. Come on, at least punch it up with some murder or something. Grimner is asking, did I miss the dick twisting? Did you twist your dick when you did it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. So rarely do we actually get live comments while we're doing, like, usually the live comments only come from, what's his name, in my headphones?
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. Yes, I always forget
his
name.
Or was it Nick Nolte? I don't remember.
No. Nick Nolte played Gary Busey in every Nick Nolte movie.
Right.
So Cricket wants to clarify. You peed on the librarian.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
all
listen.
All of the things that you've said in the comments. That's actually what happened. Yeah, there was a murder. There was a murder. The other things.
I wonder if anyone has ever been peed on to death. Like, I wonder if anyone has ever died that way from being peed on.
Do you wonder that? How often do you wonder that?
Every morning. I wake up and that's the first thing I say to Kim every morning. You know? Usually I wake up at about like 3:30 in the morning and I just shake her awake. I shake her awake. And she's like, whoa. What? And I'm like, hey, do you think anybody's ever been peed on to death?
Every morning you do this?
Every morning. I do it every morning.
No.
And that is the secret to a successful marriage. That is the secret to a happy life.
I don't think she would. Shake.
Yeah, I'm shaking her like that. Shake. Wake up. Do you think anybody's ever been peed on to death? And she always says the same thing.
What does she say?
Who are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So were you actually at home when you do this? Are you?
Not usually.
Okay. And is it actually Kim? Is it?
It doesn't look like Kim.
Okay, but you think it is?
I mean, I don't really think it is because honestly, it's an elderly, scrawny black man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And every morning. Okay. Yeah. No, it's not Kim because I remember I leave the house. I drive about an hour and a half to his house.
Yeah.
I sneak in, wake him up.
Okay.
Ask the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I go back home. Right. I just remember that's not Kim. Okay.
Yeah. See.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
But still.
Good, yeah.
But that is the secret to a happy marriage because I don't do it to my wife.
But you do it. It's amazing that you're able to do it every day. I feel like the cops would be involved at some point.
I have to set an alarm really early to get up.
It's the amazing part isn't your commitment to it.
Is it the drive? Is it the length of the drive?
No. It's that you're allowed.
I use a GPS to get there. So I don't have, that way I don't have to think about the directions.
You know,
is that
finding
the part?
Your way is also not amazing. Although
I don't really understand what you think is so amazing
why
about
you
the
chose
story.
That specific spot. I don't know.
I'm not going to wake up a big, strong, burly black man. I'm going to wake up a really old, scrawny black man.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to get the crap beat out of me.
Oh no, my headphones fell.
I want to do it in a safe way. Do you ever shop at Safeway?
I have. We don't really have them around here, though.
Yeah, well, that's the best place to wake up people in the morning.
Oh, Greg.
Listen, I promise you that we'd stop the episode after 10 minutes, and it's been 21 minutes, and I know you're very tired, so let's only do another 30 minutes or so.
I knew this was going to happen, Greg, and I knew this was your plan.
No. Yeah. I'm telling you, we could stop right now. That's what I'm saying. We could literally stop right now, and this will be the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But if we do, then I want all the listeners to know it's Craig's decision, not mine.
I'll tell you what.
I would keep going for another maybe 3 to 4 hours.
I'm out of water here.
Yeah.
So why don't you keep talking while I go fill this up and think about it?
You got it. I will keep talking. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Just want to share with you guys my I banged my ukulele. And now there's a buzz. Can you hear that buzz? I don't know why it's making that. I have to figure out where that's coming from. I'm trying to figure that out. I think. Hang on a second. It still sounds nice. Yes, Rogerito is asking if I banged my ukulele. By the way, for any of you who don't watch Bad Movies Live, this is the theme song to Bad Movies Live. We make up the lyrics every time, and it just gets better and better.
Look at the size of that thing.
Yeah, well, sure. It's pretty big. Or small. I want to thank you guys for listening to this bonus lettuce episode. I hope that you like it. It's pretty good, but not so great. I think it will go down in history as one of the episodes that we have made. Okay, there we go. Guys, Craig is still getting water because if there's anything that I can tell you about Craig that's for certain, this man takes a long time to get water. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, I burned my face on my birthday 3 days ago. I burned my face right there. So there you go. Not on purpose. Welcome back.
Are you applying chapstick?
Yeah, I did apply some chapstick. I like to have nice, soft, supple lips.
Bobby from the comments there said, what if Craig never comes back? I did consider that. I really did.
I figured that you might actually do that. You might just be going to sleep and just leave your computer on. And I would keep the episode going all night until you woke up and you walked out to your computer. I would do it all night. And then all of a sudden, like 9 hours later, you'd walk back to your computer to be like, holy shit, Greg, you're still awake. And I'd be like, and I'd be just still spouting out lettuce facts like we do on the show.
I might not even walk back to my computer. I might have forgotten and not come back.
I mean, you would have eventually, because I know you love to make videos.
Yeah, but that wasn't my plan tomorrow. So.
I'm going to make a bunch of videos. I think last year in the month of February, I did a short on the Mediocre Films YouTube channel, every day for the month of February, except for all those days that I didn't. And so I'm going to do the same thing. I've got some lettuce shorts. I've got some of my own shorts, some ridiculous things. I'm going to be posting shorts on the Mediocre Films channel.
All of February?
For the month of February, along with the Super Bowl ads, funniest Super Bowl ads videos I always put up that are hosted by a llama.
Is it going to be like last year where you only do some of the days?
Oh, no, no, no. As I said, I will do every single day. I will do a short every single day except for the days that I don't. And that way it'll be consistent. So every single day there will be a short on, mark my words, there will be a short on my channel, except when there isn't. And that is going to, that's going to make it so that it's consistent and reliable, except except when it's not.
So, okay. So what you're saying right now is nothing. You're not saying anything, actually.
I might not do anything. I might not even do my Super Bowl ads.
Wow. Wow.
I might do a bunch of big pile of nothing. No, I'm going to do stuff. That's at youtube.com/mediocrefilms. Feel free to go and watch the videos there because no one else does, just you guys. I only have like 1.7 million subscribers, so of course my videos only get like 3,000 views now. It only makes sense. I want to thank YouTube for their algorithmic changes.
That just
push down a variety channel like mine.
Just push it down.
Just push it. Push it down.
I remember around 2012 when it used to be that what you were subscribed to was on the front page, and then all of a sudden it wasn't, and then all of a sudden, way less views.
Yeah.
Way less.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Slit says, "How many of our moms did Greg bang? Just mine?" That's a question. Hey, that's a question. By the way. Slit's mom.
Is that what they were?
That is a night.
They just
to remember.
Wanted to know if that was a question.
Yeah, or? That's a question.
Okay,
that is a night to remember.
Okay. Why is that? What happened that night? Okay, you're advertising Bad Movies Live on the video portion of this,
and you just advertised it on the audio portion.
Sure did.
That's my trick. That's how I tricked you.
Oh, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You're pretty good. Listen, 3 more minutes and we're going to make it to half an hour, and that's basically an episode. I mean, normally we go 45 or 50 minutes.
That's a whole sitcom right there, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as if we all watched it. You don't even seem like you're tired, especially now that you have your water.
I totally seem like I'm tired.
Let's take a water break.
Okay.
I'm going to do something that people have been asking me to do on this podcast since the very beginning. And I've never done it before, but I'm going to do it tonight.
No one's asked you to do anything.
No. I get a lot. There are a lot of comments. We get a lot of comments. Where? And people ask me all the time, "Greg, will you put some Aquaphor on your burn?" And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm finally going to do it tonight.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think I know why you didn't do it before.
Why? I don't know why you would get. I'm putting a little Aquaphor on the burn right there. Got to keep it moist.
Greg has a burn on his face, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Gabriel Byrne. I just want to clarify for those of you who might think that I have Gabriel Byrne.
David Byrne?
Not David Byrne.
Okay.
Well, not tonight, at least, if you know what I'm saying. By the way, David, call me, buddy.
Okay. All right. What about George Burns? Do you have more than one?
Yeah. No, oh. I just have the one. Just the one. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Talking Heads, that is the only band that if they reunited, I would pay pretty much any amount of money to see them live, to get a good... If the seats were $500 a ticket, that's the only band I could think of that I would pay to go and see them perform live. Talking Heads.
Yeah. Have you seen them live before?
Well, no. They broke up like in the 80s.
Yeah.
I think. Wasn't it in the 80s? Or maybe the early 90s?
I didn't know. You could have seen them then.
No.
Right?
No. I did not.
Okay.
I did not. That's the only band that I would pay top dollar. But I know that they'll never reunite because David Byrne doesn't want to.
Yeah. Is every member still alive? Well, they're
They've been getting together and like doing interviews on like they went on the Stephen Colbert show and they got back together like, just to
David.
Oh, they did get back together for a minute when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Reminds Novan Ryder, and that is true. They did perform very very briefly, which is pretty cool. So people did get to see them live after all these years.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
I thought you were a fan. Greg.
I didn't know they were going to do that. And what am I going to fly to Cleveland? Isn't that where they do those? Isn't that where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is? Cleveland?
Somewhere in Ohio. Is it Cleveland? I don't know.
I've actually been to it. It is in Cleveland. It's pretty cool. Okay. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool place.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Listen, Craig, I could do this all night, but honestly, I'm so tired and I just need to go to sleep.
So you can't do this all night.
This is my decision to end the stream early. But you know what?
Oh my God.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to power through it. Let's do a full episode. Great. I'm going to for you, because I know it would disappoint you if I just ended this. So for you, we're doing it.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg. Thank
Cricket,
you.
Cricket has wished me a happy birthday, and I want to say thank you.
It was your birthday on Tuesday. Want me to sing you a song? Or
I do. I want you to get your guitar, and I want you to sing something really good.
Okay, I got something for
you. Great. I'm so excited about this. Look at this, guys. You get ukulele and guitar on the same episode?
Here goes.
Green guitar, even.
I don't know if it's in tune. I don't care.
Okay. Twakatu, twakatu, pong de pa. Dum pa de pung, chaka patu, chakatu.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm waiting for you to make up really excellent lyrics.
Load up on guns. Or drugs. Is it guns or drugs? Load up on guns.
Both.
Bring your friends. It's fun to lose. And to pretend she's overboard, self-assured. Oh no, no, a dirty word. Oh no, 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 oh no. Happy birthday!
Wow.
Happy birthday!
Wow.
Happy birthday!
Shit.
Happy birthday!
Wow.
I'm a lotto. An albino, a mosquito, my libido. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something about a torpedo? You didn't do torpedo.
Man, torpedo. No. No.
Wow. Craig, yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I didn't think that was going to be very good.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate your honesty.
No, that's great. Did you write that whole thing? That was just you made up that that melody and everything.
Yes,
that's great. Yeah, never heard anything like that before. That was terrific.
Worked on it for weeks.
No. I am familiar with that, of course, because I know a lot of Metallica songs.
Uh huh.
And that was, of course, Enter Libido.
Yeah.
And I thought it was terrific. My libido torpedo, as they say.
Okay.
Who says that? The Pope.
Yeah, who's...
The Pope says that.
Yes, the Pope.
Come into this room. I want to show you something. What's that, Mr. Pope? I wanted to show you my libido torpedo.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
He's actually Italian, is he? I don't...
It doesn't matter. Once you live in Italy, you have to speak with that accent. That's their rule. Even when you visit there.
I'd like to show you. It's me, the Pope.
I'm at the Pope. You spray me with the grape juice. The state, folks. Well...
Hey, girl,
listen. Terrible in Fear has just followed us in the middle of a podcast, which I don't even know how that happens. I mean, we're doing a podcast here. This is not even a live stream anymore.
I'm confused as to what it is actually.
I'm gonna give our lovely folks at home another 90 seconds if you feel like saying goodbye with a blurb, anything that you want to play.
Are you talking about the listeners of the podcast?
I'm talking about the listeners, the viewers right now on our Twitch stream. If they want to pick something to say goodbye with, they can. I will thank them by name. Right
by
here. By their name or someone else's.
Or like your name.
Yeah, like some other random name, or maybe my own name. Maybe I'll thank them with my own name.
Please do.
That might be the easiest.
Who's a guy got a screw to turn this thing off already?
Applesauce is amazing these days.
Oh my God. I want to thank Greg Benson for playing that first one, and then the second one was Greg Benson. I thank Greg Benson for that one. So, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Someone left a lovely picture in the chat.
That is, and I can't believe I gave them a shout out.
Yeah.
It's just a person who comes on to do a thing, and I gave them a shout out on the podcast. No. Listen, that's what I get. That's what I get for being nice. Uh-huh. That's what I get for being nice. Anyway, they're banned. Thank you, mods.
That's why I don't talk. I don't refer to anybody or talk to anybody ever.
Yeah, well, so. I'm not gonna tell their name again. That's for sure. But I will say that user is now trembling in fear. What do you think about that?
I don't think they are.
They're probably not.
No,
they're probably not. Yeah. Well, that's the end of this episode of Two Guys talking about lettuce. I hope that you enjoyed all the lettuce facts we shared with you this week, and I hope that you all learned something. I know I did. Lettuce. And I know I did.
I'm talking about lettuce. You said, I know I did twice.
And I know I did as well.
And I feel like you just did that because the cadence of what you were saying made it feel like you needed to say something else.
Well, perhaps it was the cadence, or perhaps it was the cadence.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for joining us. My name is Greg Benson, and I'm Greg Benson.
Yeah, you should probably stop going up in pitch at the end of a sentence. So that
I should probably stop going up in pitch, and I should probably stop going up in pitch.
Because you could just say, "I should probably stop going up in pitch," and then you could be done.
And I should probably stop going up in pitch.
No,
yeah, you're right. It doesn't make as much sense that way.
It doesn't feel as final when you do that. It feels
really
like you have more to say. You know.
Craig, thank you for being a good sport and letting us squeeze in an episode so we don't miss 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, anytime you need something squeezed in, Greg, I will do what I can.
That sounds weird. That sounded sexual. That sounded. You know, I've just decided because you're right.
You're saying you can't control your bitches?
Thank you, Greg Benson, for playing that. God, I love when Greg Benson plays blurps like that. That's hilarious.
Greg. What a guy.
Very funny. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, and tell David Byrne I said hi. And
I sure will.
I'm going to go to bed now.
Okay.
And
do you realize...
I'm going
to
go to bed.
Oh! Let's just say one last thing before we stop. This is the last thing, and then I will stop recording. Do you realize that if David Byrne beat somebody up, and I mean beat them severely, like just to a pulp, they would be a David Byrne victim? Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.